She had cash for the giving.
You loaned him lots of money.
He makes a lot of money. He's a union iron worker, so I knew that he would be good for it.
But he burned through it all.
What is he doing with all the money? What do you do with your money? I'm just curious, Mr. Bell. What do you do with your money?
Then he burned her.
Well, he kept promising me, and I was a fool. You know, I should have.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Stephanie Von Durant is suing her ex-boyfriend, Trevor Bell, for loans to post bail, buy a Christmas gift for his daughter, and pay for gas and utilities.
Order. All rise.
Yes, yeah, case number 121 on the calendar in the matter of Von Durant versus Bell.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ah, Miss Von Durant, this used to be your boyfriend. How
yes.
long was he your boyfriend?
3-4 months.
From when to when?
October to, I'd say, February.
Where did you meet him?
20 years ago in high school.
So you've known him a long time?
Yes, ma'am.
Always had a crush on him?
No, not necessarily.
Well, where did you meet him as an adult?
As an adult, we reconnected back in July at a friend's birthday dinner.
But didn't start to date until October?
Correct.
And you claim during that wonderful romantic period of 4 months, you loaned him lots of money.
Yes, we had agreements.
And Mr. Bell does not deny that you gave him money.
Correct, Your Honor.
But he said that with the exception of one, were all gifts, and the one that was a loan, you paid back.
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Bell, about the one sum of money that she gave you that was, in fact, a loan. Tell me what that was for and when.
That was for bail money, Your Honor.
When was that?
In September, I believe.
Well, that was before you started dating.
Yes, we were friends, though. We had reconnected in July, but we hadn't started actually dating until later on.
You called her from jail for bail?
No, Your Honor.
How did that happen?
One of my friends who knew I was in jail called her.
How much was your bail?
$400.
And you consider that a loan?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor.
Did you pay her back?
Yes.
When?
Throughout the course of our dating. I was able to give her $100 the first week and another $100 sometime after. It spread out through the time we dated.
How did you know when you reached $400?
She kept track of that, Your Honor.
Did she write it down someplace?
I'm not sure if she did or not, Your Honor. I don't know.
Okay. Let's deal with just the bail money. Bail was $400?
Yes, I got him a discount.
How much of that did he pay you back?
He did not pay me anything back.
No, I believe that he gave you some money, Miss Von Durant. I don't know if it's $400, but I believe he gave you back some money.
Okay.
So I want you to think again, because once you tell me something that's not truthful the first time, then I don't believe anything that you said.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I understand, Your Honor.
Great. So that was in September before you started dating.
It was actually in October.
Great. So it was in October.
Beginning of October.
Great. And how much money did he pay you back from the $400?
He paid me, actually...
Actually is what I want to know, Miss Von Durant.
Actually, he paid me $100 that Friday.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. Did he pay you any other money?
No, he has not.
Look at your book carefully. Mm-hmm. Did he pay you any other money towards the $400?
No, he has not.
So he owes you $300 for bail. And he actually considered that a loan. And since he doesn't have any proof that he gave you any more than the $100... And that's pretty much what he said. I gave her $100 at the beginning, and then during the course of the relationship, I gave her other money, but with no specificity. I find that you still owe her $300 for bail. Now I want you to tell me about the other alleged loans that you made to him. So now he's into you for $300 in bail. That was the beginning of October. And when's the next amount of money that you gave him, Ms. Von Durant?
It was gas money. We had an agreement.
Just a second. Gas money starting when?
In October, he did not have a vehicle at the time, so we made an agreement that I lived not very far from him, and I would pick him up and take him to and from work, and he would fill up my gas tank every Friday when he gets paid, because he makes a lot of money. He's a union iron worker, so I knew that he would be good for it.
Well, did he pay you?
He did 3 times.
Good. How much did he pay you?
He filled up my gas tank about $60 each time.
$66.75, Your Honor.
Hmm?
It's roughly $66.75 every time.
3 times. Okay, go ahead.
He still owes me for about 9 weeks of gas money.
Keep going. If you let him go 9 weeks, then he doesn't owe you anything. Listen to me. If you let him go for 9 weeks, either I would have stopped picking him up and taking him to work or said, listen, you make a lot of money. You're an iron worker. Why aren't you filling the car up with gas? And if you don't fill the car up with gas, I'm not going to take you. But there comes a time, Ms. Bondurant, that when you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't pay you what you think they're supposed to pay you, it's converted because you no longer have an expectation of being paid. So he didn't pay you for 9 weeks and he still owed you $300 for bail and you were still taking him to work. Now what's next,
Ms. Next Bondurant? Is Christmas gifts for his children.
So now we're in December, right? Now, from what I gather from you, we're in December and he still hasn't paid you the $300 for bail from October. And he has not paid you gas money because he only filled your car up 3 times and he owed you 9 weeks. So he's not paying for gas anymore. So now what do you do the end of December?
Well, when it came to, can I back up a little bit, please?
Sure.
Thank you. When it comes to the gas, he has 2 daughters and I know he was in a bind. And since we've been friends for so long, that is why I continued to help him out. Our agreement, he kept saying, yes, I understand. The end of Christmas, I was buying a gift for my daughter. I am a single mom. And when I was looking on Musician's Friend, there was a drum set. He is a drummer himself. And his little girl's just like him. He wanted to get this drum set for her. I said, I will get this for you and put it on my credit card. You need to pay me back.
So he hasn't paid you back the $300 for October, the gas money for November and December. He hasn't paid you back. Are you still his girlfriend?
I assume so.
You're still
at that
his
time.
Girlfriend. So February of 2012. So you decide to advance him some more money. And how much is the money for the drum set?
$178.54.
And what else do you think he owes you?
I paid his propane in...
When was that?
It was on December 20th when he ran out of propane and his kids were coming
so
that weekend.
So December 20th, he had no heat.
Yes.
So when he had no heat, this iron worker who makes a lot of money, I would be thinking about where is all his money going. Hasn't paid you your bail, hasn't paid you your gas, hasn't paid you any money for his child's Christmas gift, hasn't money for heat. What's next?
Well...
What's next?
You know, I should've...
Should've, would've, could've. You
exactly.
know, my father,
if
who was a
don't.
Very smart man, used to say to me when I said to him, you know, I really should've done that or I really could've done that. And he used to say to me, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Mm-hmm. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Yeah. But what you did was you threw good money after bad, because after a period of time, Ms. Bondurant, you cease to have an expectation of being repaid.
Well, he kept promising me, and I was a fool.
Now, a reasonably prudent person, which is something that we talk about in the law all the time, you know, what would a reasonably prudent person do in this circumstance? And a reasonably prudent person who wasn't in love, infatuated, wanting to nest like women do, mm-hmm. they would have said, you know what? What's your first name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, you are never going to get paid from this guy. He works, he makes a good living, and he doesn't have any money. What is he doing with all the money? What do you do with your money? I'm just curious, Mr.
Your
Bell.
Honor,
what
I,
do you do with your money?
I recently went through divorce. I have $2,600.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough to get you broke. You're still working?
Yes, ma'am.
Iron business?
Yes.
Okay. You owe her the $300 for bail. That's what you promised to pay her. All the other stuff were gifts to you, but you have to pay her back the $300 for your bail. Do you understand?
Your Honor.
Judgment for the plaintiff.
Please excuse me. Step out.
After we broke up, I was on a date with another girl.
Him lying to me.
She found out I was on a date with the other girl.
He was basically, pursuing his ex-girlfriend the whole time.
And showed up down there.
And I found out around February.
Started a scene and eventually got herself beat up.
What happened then? Pretty much once his car was done.
I did pay her back for that bail money.
He had no use for me anymore, so.
It's an unfortunate thing.
Obviously, I was a fool to keep going.
We were dating, we were a couple.
I should have just stopped while I was ahead.
She was practically living with me.
By his affection?
She infiltrated every inch of my life.
Maybe. I could see how people could see that.
I mean, to the point where she had my mom going to doctor's appointments with her.
Pretty much not friends anymore.
Pace myself.
Not put out any money for anybody.
Just dating and involvement with women.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cowan versus Castro. Step forward, please.
Michaelyn Cowan is suing ex-landlord Yosefi Paul Castro for the return of belongings left behind
after he locked her out of the house.
What's your name, sir?
Jeffrey.
All right, Miss Cowan, you had a boyfriend whose name was Kirk.
Yes.
Kirk knew the defendant.
Correct.
And lived in the defendant's house.
Correct.
Had a room?
Yes.
You moved in with your boyfriend, Kirk.
Yes.
Kirk was there first.
No.
You moved in together.
Yes, ma'am.
And you moved in together with the understanding that he was supposed to pay you rent?
Yes.
How much?
$500 per month.
Did he ever pay you?
Just the first month.
And when did they move in?
I believe it was June, last June.
June of 2011?
Yes.
Well, it seems that this whole thing with Kirk didn't work out because he was arrested for domestic violence. I assume that you were the victim of that domestic violence, and Kirk was taken away. You stayed.
Yes.
And you stayed, according to you, with the understanding that you would be a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
No, Your Honor.
Tell me what the understanding was, Mr. Castro.
She did not have a place to stay, so she asked me to stay there for a little longer.
A little longer?
Correct. And she asked me if she could babysit. I told her no, she cannot, because I did have a babysitter at the time. In one occasion, she wanted to be a babysitter, and I said, fine, today you can stay and do babysitting, but she never showed up. She was out the whole night with her boyfriend, and she never came back.
With the new boyfriend, who would be Jeff?
Correct.
Did she ever pay you any rent?
No.
In what month did Kirk go to jail?
September.
And in what month did you evict her?
Kirk went to jail prior to September.
When did he go to jail?
I believe it was in July or beginning of August.
Okay. In what month did you evict her?
It was right after that, about 2 weeks after that.
2 weeks after he was out of the house?
Correct.
How long, Ms. Cowan, did you stay after Kirk went to jail?
Kirk went to jail September 17th. I stayed there until October.
How much rent did you pay him to stay in his house?
I didn't give him any money.
Money. So the answer is you did not pay him.
My services were rendered.
No, you didn't render any services to him.
Okay. I nannied for him.
Yeah. Okay.
I was the one to potty train his son.
That's not true.
Shh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You got the police to go with you October 31st.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you went back on what date?
I went back on 11-15.
November 15th.
No, 11-15.
November,
yes.
That's 11.
Okay.
November is 11.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Maitland Cowan says ex-landlord Paul Castro refuses to return belongings she left behind after he kicked her out of his home. Paul claims he has none of her possessions.
He told you to leave. Why?
He never asked me to leave. Never asked me personally to leave. I had the police show up there. Few occasions, there was four times that the police had to show up there to let me back in the home where my items were still.
Listen to my question. You say that he evicted you. That's what you say. He locked me out of the house.
He did.
Without evicting me or serving me with a pay or quit notice.
Without evicting me.
Just a second. On what date did he throw you out of the house?
He locked me out of the house because I had been gone. I came home to a changed lock on the front door. That was in September.
Now, this case is about your property. Property that you say belongs to you that he has.
Yes, ma'am.
And there were four times, according to what you just told me, that the police came with you to retrieve property. Give me the dates.
There was one date of October 31st.
10/31.
Yes.
Was that the first date?
Yes.
Okay. Where were you the whole month of October?
He wouldn't answer his phone to
me. Where were you the whole month of October?
I was staying with him.
Well,
he wouldn't answer his phone.
Listen to me carefully. You got the police to go with you October 31st.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you do that?
I called them.
That's right. And you could have called them October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 6th,
I was 6th, calling 7th,
8th,
them.
8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, all the way up to the 31st.
Your Honor, I was calling them on a daily basis to find out what else
police.
I could do.
All right. All right. So that's October 31st.
They also came out 11-15.
So you went there with the police on October 31st and you took some of your property, right?
Yes. Yes, what they would
and
allow.
And then you went back on what date?
I went back on 11-15.
November 15th.
No, 11-15.
November,
yes.
That's 11.
Okay.
November is 11. Now, what took you between October 31st and November 15th to go back for more of your stuff?
The police had made the statement on October 31st that I needed to make arrangements with Mr. Yosefi to come back. He wouldn't answer any emails, which I have
emails. So now you called the police again. So now we have the drill back, and you called the police again November 15th.
Yes.
And you went back with them, and you took more of your stuff.
No.
No. When was the next time you went back there?
In December.
December what?
December 26th.
I'm getting to the four times you went with the police. So far, I have three. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you take any of your stuff in December?
No, ma'am. They wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me because Mr. Cosgrove had mentioned to them that there was nothing else of mine there.
Right. Okay.
But they came out with a box of pictures.
That's what he said. He said, nothing else of yours there.
Right.
Now, what is it that you claim that he has that belongs to you?
Everything I owned.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were supposed to pick the child up once from school, and instead of you getting him, you sent him.
He showed up to meet him at the bus. I was 15 minutes behind him.
I
called his cell phone. He
don't
did not answer.
Care.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michaelyn Cowan says ex-landlord Paul Casserole refuses to return belongings she left behind after he kicked her out of his home. Paul claims he has none of her possessions.
Go ahead.
Everything I owned was in that house. I have an itemized list right here. Everything I owned was in that home, besides the couple of boxes that I was able to take out when the police stood by.
Start with number one. What was it that you owned?
A bed, a king-size bed.
Show me the bill for the bed.
I don't have a bill.
No bed. What's next?
All my receipts were in the home.
Listen to me carefully. You have to prove he said you had no other property there. You went there with the police on four occasions.
Your Honor.
He said
and they saw it.
Listen to me carefully. He says that you moved in with Kirk. He got rid of all the stuff after a month or more, and he put it outside, and Kirk's ex-wife came and picked up whatever furniture there was.
Oh, really?
That's what you said. Is that right?
Hmm.
Now, I want to see anything that you have a receipt for, that you left in his house from September until January.
I don't have any receipts, Your Honor. They were all in my home,
in a filing cabinet. Then I would suggest that that would be one of the things that you would take when you went there with the police.
I was taking clothes, you know? Clothing.
What are you sleeping
necessities.
On? What are you sleeping on now with Jeff?
A bed.
So you have a bed. What else?
Okay, I need my pictures of my son. His birth
just
certificate.
Just a second. Do you have pictures of her son?
No, Your Honor.
Do you have his birth certificate?
No, Your Honor.
Doesn't have it. What's
okay,
next?
What about all my CDs, my flatware?
Just a second.
Kitchen
Do you
set.
Have her CDs?
No, Your Honor.
Do you have her flatware?
No.
Did you give it away?
No.
Did you ever see her flatware?
No.
What
he
else?
Was using it. He
what
was
else?
Using my Tefal cook set in his kitchen.
What else?
Everything I own, my underwear, my bras, my drinking glasses,
I can't help you.
My Swiffer mop, my cleaning products.
Can't help you.
Proactive for my face.
You have a police report that says that he refused to give you your stuff?
I do
police,
have.
Police
I have,
report.
They didn't make reports.
Can't help you.
They didn't make reports.
Listen
I called
to me.
One of the detectives
Be a big girl.
That came out. He
Be
said
a big
no.
girl. When you live someplace, you pay rent. You moved in, you paid this man no rent. You moved in with Kirk. Police were called to that house, and you have custody of a child.
Correct.
Police were called to that house because of domestic violence with regard to you and Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed. Then, according to both of you, you were supposed to pick the child up once from school.
And meet him at the bus stop.
Right. And instead of you getting him, you sent him.
He showed up to meet him at the bus. I was 15 minutes behind him.
I
called
care.
His cell phone. He
don't
did not answer.
Care.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you I did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Do you work?
No, not as of right now.
Did you work in September?
No.
Miss Cowan, get a job. Get all new furniture. That can't help you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He had told the judge that he threw away everything I owned.
You broke into his safe.
Yes, in order to get my personal belongings. I left the house with no underwear.
Your underwear wasn't in the safe.
Judge Judy.
It just shows me what kind of people
are out there.
I really don't know what's in her mind.
Not to trust people what they say.
She was definitely lying about everything that she said.
Because the man's a liar.
Never trust people without...
I'm completely just done with this.
Looking back into the background.
I'm glad it's over.
Well, it was correct and...
I will not let it happen again.
You know, justice was done.